From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Syrian Democratic Forces say they have seized the last remaining areas of Raqqa from Islamic State militants. The American-led coalition fighting IS said that the city was on the verge of liberation. SDF fighters stormed a stadium that had been the last Islamic State base in the city after capturing a hospital that also served as a command center. Life started to return to normal in the northern oil-rich city of Kirkuk Tuesday.
Life started to return to normal in the northern oil-rich city of Kirkuk Tuesday, one day after a lightning government advance to take back towns and countryside from forces of the Kurdish Autonomous Region. Streets were full of cars and markets were busy with shoppers who went about their normal daily business. The Baghdad government recaptured territory from Kurds across the breadth of northern Iraq on Tuesday, making startlingly rapid gains in a sudden campaign that has shifted the balance of power in the country almost overnight.
VOA's Steve Miller reporting. The White House reacting furiously to a federal judge blocking President Donald Trump's latest order restricting travel, which was to go into effect at 12:01 Wednesday morning. White House statement said that the dangerously flawed district court order undercuts the president's efforts to keep the American people safe. Catherine Gibson has the details.
The ruling by Judge Derek Watson prohibits restrictions on travelers from six countries that the Trump administration said could not provide enough information to meet U.S. security standards. The countries were Chad, Iran, Libya, Somalia, Syria, and Yemen.
More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News.